Straight Talk is sponsored in part by California Medicare Advantage, a partnership of Community Hospital of Long Beach and the physicians of CareMore Medical Group.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have an extraordinary show for you tonight with an absolutely unbelievable young lady, Erin Gruwell, who is the author of The Freedom Writer's Diary, which was the book that Long Beach read for Long Beach Reads One Book just recently, is our guest. Erin, welcome to
Hi,
the show.
Thank you.
You are an inspiring person.
Thank you.
We just met a few weeks ago, but you are truly a transforming spirit. Let me just hold up the book that Erin and her Freedom Writers wrote, A Freedom Writer's Diary. The entire city of Long Beach was asked to read this book, and this is the third year that the Long Beach Library Foundation has sponsored this project. The first year, Tuesdays with Maury, last year, To Kill a Mockingbird, and now this year, your book. You must be thrilled to have your book chosen.
It's surreal. It's unbelievable.
Erin is a graduate of UC Irvine, then she got her master's at Long Beach State, and then she went to teach at Wilson High School with some very rough kids. What happened?
I think it was a blessing for all of us. We all converged in this classroom, and this transformation took place for all of us. Me being a young woman from suburbia, and students living here in Long Beach, and we were able to see past color and class and really see the universal spirit. And so we use literature as a way to bring all of us together. And through this experience, we were able to transcend the classroom and see the world.
It is one of the most exciting stories that I have ever experienced. And I'm not alone. Connie Chung and Primetime Live came down when Erin's kids were seniors. She had been with them 4 years. And we want to play a clip from a show that was broadcast back in 1998 on April 15th, Connie Chung, here in Long Beach.
A wise man wrote, a teacher affects eternity. He can never tell where his influence stops. Our next story is about just such an unlikely hero. A teacher who knew that the pen could be mightier than the sword, or the gun for that matter, and who not only found a unique way to inspire her students to learn, but who dramatically changed their lives, from hopelessness and despair to a future of limitless possibilities. Connie Chung takes us back to the classroom where it all began.
Long Beach is the city that we come in from, yeah.
Their lyrics tell a story about 150 high school kids from Long Beach, California, who call themselves Freedom Writers, and the teacher who changed them from teenagers without hope into students with dreams. Just 4 years ago, Darius was fresh out of jail and living on the street. Maria was in a tough gang, and her close friend was on trial for murder. Jaime started bringing a gun to school after his friend was killed in a drive-by. They came from a world ruled by violence, not education. Their journey began, oddly enough, with an ugly prank in the classroom. Sherrod Moore was the class bully. Erin Gruwell was just 23 years old, a brand new teacher with no idea how to deal with the student from hell.
Here he saw this preppy student teacher, and every day he would just do ruthless things to get the class laughing or just really to disrupt the class.
I was like, I'm going to make this lady cry in front of the whole classroom. That was my goal.
But the tables turned quickly when it was Sherrod who became the target of a racial slur.
One day in Erin Gruwell's class, somebody started passing a note around, and this was it. It was a picture. Do you remember?
Oh, is that the picture? Oh, yeah, that was the picture.
It had actually circulated the classroom, this picture of this young man with really crude, exaggerated lips.
I snatched it, and I looked at it. I almost cried.
And it reminded me of a drawing that I had seen where the Nazi propaganda artist had drawn Jews looking like rats with a really exaggerated nose looking like a rat. So what I did is yelling and screaming, and I said, this note reminds me of the Holocaust. And I'll never forget it. A kid very timidly raised his hand and said, Ms. Gruel, what's the Holocaust?
Gruel was stunned at the possibility that her students had never heard of one of the most horrifying events in human history. She searched her mind for some way to reach these kids.
And I said, okay, how many of you have been shot at? Every single kid raised their hand. And not only did they raise their hand, they started pulling up their shirts and saying, well, this is where I almost got hit, or this is where I got knifed. And it became this really excited moment where the kids were sharing their war stories.
Stories about seeing friends die, about going hungry, about being beaten down. On the tough streets on the east side of Long Beach, they were struggling with their own nightmares. The young teacher knew she had hit a raw nerve. This was the key she would use to unlock their minds. She took them to see the film Schindler's List and to the Simon Wiesenthal Museum of Tolerance, where they saw human hatred in graphic detail. Can you relate your life to the Holocaust?
I could see the pain of thousands and thousands of people dying because of the way they look or because of their religion. And I can compare it to the gang violence that's going on in our city.
The students began to see how the small seed of hatred in a racist note could grow and multiply with tragic results.
You can take history and relate it to something that's going on in the present. And that's the beauty of it.
We went to the museum as this very haphazard eclectic group, and when we left, we were a family.
Camaraderie, the unity in this room. We have camaraderie.
She decided it was time for this family to make a pledge. She called it the Toast for Change.
And she's just like, oh, you know, I need all you guys to get up and get in a circle, and you guys have to hold hands, and we have to toast for change. That from this day on, we don't care what you did before, the grades you have, it doesn't matter. We don't care. This day, you're like born again.
Erin, that is such a moving piece.
Thank you.
And these kids, many of them are now at Long Beach State.
They are. We have been together now 9 years. In the fall, it will be our 10th anniversary.
Oh, my God.
And students, many of which, Maria included, thought they had options of being pregnant, in jail, or 6 feet under, now have aspirations of being doctors and lawyers and politicians and teachers and changing this community.
Well, change is what it's about, and you truly are a transforming spirit.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk about Book Week in the next segment, and we will also get to know what makes this lady tick later in the show. Stay with us.
KKJZ-FM. Think jazz. Think KKJZ. 88.1 and 89.1 FM. Visit our website at www.kkjz.org.
Community Hospital of Long Beach is a name you have known and trusted for 78 years. A place where physicians and families are partners in wellness. Since 1924, we have had a reputation of providing patients and their families with the peace of mind that comes from knowing that their health and well-being is our only priority. When you have a choice, choose the best.
I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Jaffa Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Jaffa and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Coffee and tea and the Jaffa and me.
Yeah.
A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Does it seem to you like we've got a lot of different looking people coming in here lately?
Yeah, they're coming in for all different reasons.
Ribs so tender, ribs so sweet. Remember the ribs, baby.
Wow! This food is really groovy.
Yeah! Newport Rib Company in Costa Mesa or Naples Rib Company in Long Beach, or log on to ribcompany.com.
a digital camera? Come to Fromex Photo Lab to have your prints made. Using the latest high-tech equipment, Fromex will give you high-quality archival prints from your digital camera. Drop off your camera memory card just like a roll of film. Or come in and select only the prints you want using our self-service touchscreen terminal. It's easy, fun, and you can take your camera card with you. Fromex Photo Lab and Digital Imaging, in Belmont Shore since 1982.
Welcome back. Continuing our conversation with this extraordinary woman, Erin Gruwell. And Nara, what was it like spending a whole week sharing with the community as part of Long Beach Reads One Book your experiences?
I hope it's like a pebble in a pond and there's an incredible ripple effect. We went to schools, libraries, we did theater events, we did things at the university, and to see the diversity of young kids to, we actually did an event at the senior center, and a young man at the age of 92 said this was one of his favorite books. So it was just incredible to see so many different types of people enjoying the book and engaging in discussions and Q&As. It was really amazing.
And you know, when I was moderating the event at Long Beach State on Tuesday night, and you had 20 of your Freedom Writers there, the thought went through my mind that when these young men and women get done and go out, they too will become transforming spirits.
Oh, absolutely. I think everyone who came to an event was changed in some way. We hopefully dismantled stereotypes and misnomers and really showed the power of diversity.
As part of Book Week, there was an event at the Long Beach Latin American Museum, and some of the Freedom Writers spoke there. This event was sponsored, the title sponsor was Charter Communications, and they arranged for Ricky Kleeman from Court TV to come out and moderate your event. And let's take a look at, it was Maria Reyes,
Maria Reyes,
one of the many Freedom Writers who addressed the audience.
And what kind of a kid were you? Were you a good kid? Were you a bad kid? What kind of a kid were you?
I was a bad kid. At a very young age, my grandma told me that life was going to be my greatest school and that life was going to teach me all these lessons. And my first lesson came at the age of 5 when I saw my cousin get shot 5 times in the back by LAPD's finest. And a couple of weeks later, some people with, you know, navy blue uniforms and shiny badges came into my house and took my dad. And they took him away from me, and he got sentenced to 10 years in San Quentin. So at a very young age, I felt anger because nobody sat me down and ever explained to me why these things were happening. I had so many questions, and nobody was there to tell me this is why this happened, or, you know, whatever. I never had an answer. And I felt hatred in my heart, and I felt rebellious. I wanted to rebel against society because I never felt accepted, even at the age of 5.
Did you, for that event, did you believe that your father was innocent? Did you hate the police? What
of
was
course,
your
feeling? To me, my dad was bigger than life. My dad was...
What a story.
That's amazing.
What's she doing now?
She is a student at Cal State Long Beach. She's in a cohort that we created. She travels all over the United States telling her story. She's been on Oprah and Rosie O'Donnell and Good Morning America. And just recently, she testified to Congress, where she told the members of Congress that she's going to be the first Latina Secretary of Education.
You know what? I believe it.
I think so, too. I can't wait till she's my boss. So I can turn on C-SPAN and say, you know, that's the way educators should be. Have that much passion and gumption and belief in every child. What I love about the Freedom Writers is we don't believe in slogans. We believe in action and transformation. And so I think if she is some leader of an educational system, things will be different.
You know, people, as we mentioned a moment ago, Charter Communications was a title sponsor of this event. And people bang up on cable companies from time to time. But when you see a company get involved in a program like this, and I know that they went the extra mile.
Well, what's great, we invited everyone in the community. So we had people from the Meals on Wheels and Senior Centers, but we also had about 200 young people, as young as five all the way through their teens. And throughout the evening, we were challenging the audience to do something, to take the power to really connect with the community. And so Charter and Court TV decided spontaneously to buy every single young person in the audience a book. And at the end of the evening, they distributed 198 free books to every kid in the audience.
Freedom Writer's Diary.
The Freedom Writer's Diary. So all of these young kids, you know, 10 years old and 12 years old, many of whom were adjudicated youth, just released from juvenile hall, got their first book. It was fantastic.
And I know from speaking with Craig Watson and Public Relations and Community Affairs that they want to do more and stay with this with you.
Absolutely. So I think it's really building bridges and partnerships with action, not just words. But
you know, Long Beach, as you know, and many of our audience knows, is the most diverse city in America, according to the RAND Corporation.
Absolutely.
So it's so appropriate that you dropped in from, some might say heaven, but actually Newport Beach.
Absolutely.
To help change our community and bring our community together, because diversity has its great strengths, but as we all know, it has its enormous problems.
Absolutely.
And you are helping address the downside of diversity.
Well, I feel like in the classroom, that was our home, and I was ended up spending 20 hours a day here. I wasn't sleeping more than 2 or 3 hours a night in the thick of this project. So now I live in Long Beach, and I live here, and I work here, and I play here, and I really want to make an impact. And I think you have to start early with kids.
Yeah.
And if you want to equalize a playing field that sometimes is not equal, you have to start in the classroom.
And Dr. Barb Maxson, the president of Long Beach State, one of the great leaders of not just our city, but the country, in my judgment, you approached him as your kids became seniors with a thought.
He is a visionary, and I think he is a fearless leader. And we had an idea to bring the students onto the campus at Cal State and to really find their voice and to get a graduate degree, and some students their bachelor's degree. And so we've created a cohort where approximately 35 Freedom Writers are working together at Cal State Long Beach under his vision to really tell our story to the world. And they're so proud to wear the 49er banner. And they stand up in front of audiences, sometimes as large as 10,000. And when audience members ask these students, what are you doing now? It's incredible when they say, I'm going to Cal State Long Beach.
And I met some of them at the Tuesday night event. And just name a few of their goals, of some of these people that were gang people, dropouts, going to be barefoot and pregnant by the time they were 15. They are now doing
Some of them, Mauricio Becerra wants to be a filmmaker. Some of the students, like Stu Allen Alpazar, wants to be a pathologist and find cures for diseases such as the one that afflicted her brother when he died in high school. Some of them, like Bunny Sek, want to be teachers. Kimberly Morrison wants to be a journalist. And so each of these students have created career paths that are incredible.
These were kids that society had written off.
Mm-hmm. And so they want to show society that they deserve a place at the table, and they have a voice. And when they speak, they want to be heard. They want to make a difference.
We have one more segment with this incredible lady. Stay tuned.
Those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
Sometimes you just need a good lawyer. Sometimes life is complicated, unfair, or you may be wrongfully accused. Hi, I'm Rich Poland. I've been helping people in Long Beach for over 25 years. You've already taken me into your home. I'm on the back of your big phone book. I've helped your kids reach the table. I've even held the door open for you. The State Bar has certified me as a criminal law specialist. I'm here to help, because sometimes you just need a good lawyer.
When I was a boy growing up in Italy, I had a dream to own my own store. I came to the United States, and I worked hard as a tailor.
Hi, I'm Umberto. I've been in Long Beach since 1960, carrying the finest quality men's clothing.
It was a long way away, but styles are just around the corner. Umberto, 2141 Bellflower, Long Beach.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
We're back. I hope you're as uplifted and inspired as I am about hearing Aaron's story. Aaron, where did you get this from?
I hope I got some inspiration from the students. I feel that the best teachers are the best students, so a lot of it was just grasping a teachable moment and running with it. And so each day the students inspired me that we could take our story to another level. And it's taken us as far as Sarajevo and New York and Washington, D.C., and as close to home as our own community. So it's we will learn that learning takes place outside of a classroom, and you don't have to be regimented by bells and whistles.
And you met the woman that sheltered the Anne Frank family?
Yeah, we met Mikis, the woman who hid Anne Frank. We went into Auschwitz-Birkenau and met several Holocaust survivors. Mel Mermelstein, a community member, actually came with us. And we went into Sarajevo and met several of the Sarajevan diarists who had really illuminated what was happening.
You and your kids are on an odyssey.
It's a journey. It is. It's almost like a Homer. We've got our own cyclops and sirens that we're fighting, and it's going to take us hopefully in the fall on a freedom ride. We want to fight issues of intolerance and educational inequality in our own country, and we felt with the 50th anniversary of Brown versus Board of Education and the 40th anniversary of I Have a Dream, we're going to go into the Deep South, and we're going into Atlanta, Georgia, and Birmingham, and Montgomery, and Selma, and Mississippi, and recreating what people put their lives on the line for.
So the Freedom Riders,
yes,
will become the Freedom Riders.
Absolutely. We're going to try to recreate that Freedom Ride and see if any of the courageous young men and women from the 1960s will get on a bus with us and go into those areas that we learn about in history books.
And the good news is that those areas have been transformed since that time. And as you may know, I worked in the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice, and we worked on integrating communities in the Voting Rights Act. And although there, God knows, a lot of problems still remaining, the South now has black elected officials, black governors, black mayors. And 50 years ago, black Americans could barely vote in those communities.
But we also want to show that you can do more. In Georgia today, they still have black and white proms. And so sometimes when you desegregate, you have to show the next level of acceptance, which will take you to learning about the culture.
What you do with the kids, obviously, it's a colorblind group, and people are just people, and that ultimately is the highest goal.
That's
but
what we want to do.
Step by step, you get to the promised land.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's coming in the next year, and I almost hesitate to ask what lies ahead. You probably don't know.
Well, we'd like to use what happened in our classroom as a blueprint for other classrooms. So the Freedom Riders and I started a nonprofit, and we're trying to figure out the secret sauce. And in this nonprofit, we've engaged the Freedom Riders as the chefs and trying to figure out, how do you replicate tolerance? How do you disseminate it? And so the Freedom Riders are learning to be mentors and how to train teachers, how to get up in front of an audience and tell their story, and to use the scholarship as a way to finish their bachelor's degrees, get their teaching credentials, get their master's, and someday be doctors, not just medical doctors, but have a PhD of the streets, to say to people, We were there at one point, and now we want to return to the streets to make a difference.
And I would strongly suspect that they all will become transforming figures because you help them transform their lives. And you almost feel in your gut that they're going to be doing that for others.
There. But it works both ways. I just recently had a real loss in my life. And I had this incredible nucleus of 150 freedom fighters who were there for me. So we both help each other. We're shoulders to cry on. We are cheerleaders. And it works both ways.
I know you view them as your family.
They
and
are.
Probably one of the most diverse families in America.
Absolutely. It's going to be hard to... someday I'm going to have to get married and have children, so it's going to be tough to have all of these freedom riders weigh in on my social life someday. But they are my family, and
yeah.
There's just a deep, deep love and understanding that we have for one another. And we are colorblind because we see the soul of each and every one of them.
Well... You inspire me. I'm sure you inspire our audience as you do wherever you go. And continue to do God's work.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this most remarkable show. And if you want to support the Aaron Gruwell Project, we have put that website and telephone number up on the screen. This has been a remarkable half hour. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
Please join us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.